Thank you and good afternoon. Two restaurants in Humboldt County were fined theft violations as announced by California Labor Commissioner Julie Sue in a press release that was issued today. The two Oriental Buffet restaurants in Humboldt County were fined over $1 million for those violations. The Oriental Buffet in Arcata was fined over $700,000, while the Oriental Buffet in Fortuna was fined over $350,000 as well. Both of these restaurants, along with eight other Northern California buffets, were cited for fines that totaled over $16 million for wage theft violations. Those citations included civil penalties as well as premium and liquidated damages owed to more than 600 workers. A Humboldt State University student who was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis last week has been improving over the weekend and is expected to leave a hospital in Reading today. The student, who lives in the Sunset Residence Hall on campus, was diagnosed and was taken to Mad River Hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Reading for additional testing. The university reached out to nearly 250 Sunset Hall student residents who have been in contact with the student diagnosed, and no reports of additional cases have been filed. Today is the last day the university will offer preventative prescriptions for antibiotics. The Eureka Police Department are looking for suspects involved in a home invasion robbery that led to three men tying up two Eureka residents. Friday night, three men in ski masks invaded a home in the 200 block of Boyle Drive. The men at first identified themselves as the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department and forced their way into the home. The group of men then tied up the two victims with duct tape and zip ties and demanded marijuana and money, as they later referred to themselves as the Humboldt Mafia. Several ounces of marijuana in the victims' wallets were stolen in the incident. The suspects were described as being thin, white men in their 20s, armed with shotguns and wearing dark clothing. Anyone with information about this robbery is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A new seafood restaurant may be coming to Eureka if a vote at the Eureka City Council meeting on Tuesday agrees to move forward with a plan. Jack's Seafood Restaurant is looking to fill a vacant space in the Fisherman's Terminal building. A vote will be set on Tuesday to move forward with a lease agreement between the city and the restaurant owner. If the vote on Tuesday sees this agreement through, construction could begin in the early months of 2015. The Tax Collector's Office wants to remind citizens that the first installment of Humboldt County property taxes must be paid by December 10th. If you pay by mail, you are asked to postmark your payment by December 10th as well. Late property tax payments will result in a 10% penalty. It is suggested that you pay by mail, as paying in person at the Tax Collector's Office may result in long waiting times. You are listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There were a series of robberies that occurred in Mendocino County over the weekend. One included an armed robbery that was committed at a store in Redwood Valley. Saturday afternoon, a male adult had entered the Little Baker's Market on East Road in Redwood Valley and brandished a knife, demanding money from a cash register. The cashier gave the money to the suspect, and he fled the store by getting in the passenger seat of a vehicle. The suspect is described as an adult male who is 5'5 with a thin build, and he was wearing a lime green jumpsuit. The driver of the vehicle is a female with no further description. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sunday morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to another robbery that occurred at the Albion Grocery Store in Albion, California. A young male, identified as 18-year-old Tristan G. Mendez, reportedly walked into the store wearing dark clothing and a black face mask, while the second suspect, a 17-year-old juvenile male, was waiting outside behind the wheel of a Honda sedan. As Mendez approached the clerk, he demanded money, and the clerk feared the suspect might have been armed and gave Mendez $500 in cash. The suspect fled in the Honda sedan with the juvenile male eastbound on Albion Little River Road. Deputies later spotted the Honda leaving a driveway on private property. Evidence found in the car linked the two suspects to the Little Baker's Market robbery that occurred the day before. Mendez and the juvenile were both arrested and booked for robbery and conspiracy. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.